Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The mothership has connected. Welcome aboard. It's the 4-hour Cosmic Cocktail Party. TA with you from the CBS Sports Radio Studios in New York City. Broadcasting to affiliates nationwide and north of the border. Anchorage to Atlanta, Des Moines, Delaware, Kalamazoo, and Waterloo. You're on the air.
They listening, D.A. Everything we saying, D.A. Everything.
And we thank you very much for joining us this morning here on this fine radio program. Coming your way this morning on the program, we continue with the sounds of Saturday. The voices of college football as we zoom in on 25 of the most interesting storylines of the college football season. We look at Miami. We looked at Miami yesterday. We have looked at Nebraska with Matt Rhule. And today, we're looking at TCU. Brian Estridge is the voice of the Horned Frogs. He's going to join us in hour number 4 as TCU went all the way to a national championship game last year, won a college football playoff game in crazy fashion last season. And so we'll talk to Brian Estridge about where TCU is going into in 2023. Also this morning on the program, Commanders tight end Logan Thomas, new vibe in Washington, new quarterback Sam Howell, new ownership as well. And so some serious optimism around the Commanders. Fans finally have a reason to feel good as Dan Snyder elbowed out. We'll talk to Logan Thomas coming up in hour number 3. This hour in 20-minute soundcheck, in 40 minutes, a Wednesday staple, Champ and Chump. I wanted to begin with college football because this story is interesting. We've had NFL players get jammed up for betting on games. Get jammed up for betting on even other sports, but doing it at a team facility or the team hotel. Now we have college athletes getting jammed up. Iowa State quarterback Hunter Deckers accused of betting on events involving the Cyclones, including a football game 2 seasons ago among 4 current or former players at Iowa State charged with betting on games. 366 bets totaling $2,800 placed on a DraftKings sportsbook account linked to Deckers, including 26 on Iowa State games. This includes Iowa State against Oklahoma State football in October of 2021. Deckers did not play in that game, and the affidavit does not reveal which team or what type of bet that he made on the game. Cyclones won by a field goal 24-21. Deckers was also under 21 years old, the legal betting age in the state of Iowa. We also have current Iowa State athletes, Paniero Johnson, who's a sophomore wrestler, Dodge Souser, a sophomore football player, and a former Cyclones football player as well, all charged with tampering with records, as Souser made 113 online bets for about $3,000, including 12 wagers on Iowa State games. And he's an Iowa State player. Johnson won a Big 12 wrestling title last year as a freshman at Iowa State. He threw down nearly 1,300 bets online, betting more than $45,000. Now, unless you're Pat Boyle, that's a lot of sauce.
It's about the money. M-O-N-E-Y-D-A.
And I mentioned the former player who made more than 800 bets online for more than 21,000 players, drafted by the Broncos in the fourth round, suspended indefinitely for violating the NFL's gambling policy as well, in which he bet on games during his rookie season. What you have here is a situation where we have the NFL taking all of the cash from DraftKings, FanDuel, BetMGM, all of the sports books, and saying, fans, bet more, fans, bet a lot, but players, no, you can't do that. And of course, there's going to be players who think like fans, who think like just regular civilians, don't put two and two together, as idiotic as that is. We've seen players get jammed up doing that and suspended for full seasons. But I ultimately don't think your professional athletes, your NFL players, are the ones that are most susceptible to getting sucked into the legalized betting gambit. College kids? That's where there's a problem, and I'll explain. It is where we begin. Your cold open.
The complaint stating Hunter Deckers placed more than 350 bets using a DraftKings account, and 26 of them were placed on ISU sporting events. The 2021 Iowa State versus Oklahoma State football game is one listed in the complaint as being bet on. Deckers did not play in that game. Here's what we know. The complaint alleges Deckers placed bets from fall of 2021 up until this May, totaling over $2,700. Court documents accuse him of covering up the illegal gambling by using a different name for the DraftKings account. It states the account used by Deckers was under the name Jamie Deckers. That's his mother's name. Court documents showing Jamie and Scott Deckers, his father, engaged in this scheme with Hunter.
The most amazing, sensational, dramatic, heart-rending.
It's DA's top story.
Here he goes.
It's your cold open.
The audio courtesy of KCCI News in Des Moines with reporter Kalia James. Nice. So Hunter Deckers is using his mom's name on his DraftKings account, and his parents are involved in having him bet on games and make them a little bit of cash, I guess. Great. Well, a family that illegally bets together. Okay, so here's why it's a bigger deal in the NCAA. Because if you throw down the threat or the reality that an NFL player is going to be suspended for a full season, that's a year's worth of revenue, a year's worth of pay, a year's worth of salary that player is punting away. And while some players can afford to do so, many players cannot afford a full year without making any money. Secondly, there's a lot of players in the NFL that are hanging on by a thread, that are just trying to get to another contract. And once you throw a season-long suspension in their face, they become a year farther removed from getting that next contract because now they're a year rusty. Maybe they're untouchable. Maybe this is the type of baggage somebody else doesn't want to touch. And so the threat is real in the NFL of getting suspended for a year and that potentially affecting the rest of your career. That's all you've wanted to do is play football professionally for your entire life, and that threat can be taken away. Doesn't mean it won't happen. Doesn't mean there won't be more suspensions. But that threat hanging over players, especially after you have this kind of early years of popping guys so that it becomes more aware and it's talked about more in the facility, that will end up being effective in my estimation. In college, though, think about how many more athletes you are trying to guide, to look after, and college kids, the younger you are, more prone to poor decision-making and if you're in college, not everybody's making money on NIL. Some are, most aren't. So you have a bunch of players that, yes, are on scholarship, but aren't making an income. And so where does the income come from? For their bar money? For their movie money? For their food money? For their travel money when they want to go do something? It's coming from places like betting. Now, these aren't huge sums. Most of these bets are $50, $100, what have you. So it's recreational sums of money. But your college student, your college athlete is so susceptible to the marketing that's going on all over the place, because when you're in college, you usually don't have much cash. And you're usually into sports. And you're usually watching a lot of games. And you're usually going, yeah, you know what? If I throw $50 on this or $125 on this and I can make $300, that pays for X, Y, and Z this week. So college kids here are naturally susceptible to it. Plus, you're in college, you're looking for juice. Every day is about looking for juice. The juice is either about chasing down the girl that you like or the guy that you like. It's about going to the bars with your friends. It's about going on a road trip on the weekend to go do something, go to visit another school. Or when you're at the dorm or when you're in your apartment, you got some money on something. You got some juice on something. So this is naturally a place where you can get nailed. But the college athlete as well has inside information. The college athlete knows who's injured, who's not. Who's going to be suspended for Saturday's game, who's not. Who's been drunk all week, who's not. Whether the quarterback broke up with his girlfriend and his head's in the clouds this week or not. And those kids will absolutely use that information, if it's not themselves personally, floating it to mom and dad, or more than likely, their buddy who's not on the team, is saying, throw this down for me. Or you should get in on this as well. And now that you've opened up the gates to legalize gambling, that's where you can get a lot of trouble. I think the NFL, it's not foolproof, but it's more airtight on shadiness happening with lines, with betting action, and with athletes involved in the process. The college space is primed for this, and it would not surprise me if Hunter Deckers, if the NCAA wants to go after this, which in this case, it's not. It's legal affidavits, and it's a probe by the Iowa Criminal Division. It's not an NCAA thing. If states, municipalities, and the law starts getting involved, that's, I think, where you can start uncovering some major stuff going on when it comes to legalized gambling and collegiate athletes. 855-212-4CBS is the phone number. 855-212-4227 or on Twitter, DA on CBS. So last night we had a no-no thrown in Major League Baseball, and this time it's Framber Valdez of the Houston Astros. And this is on a day that the Astros acquired Justin Verlander. Now, the Astros are an easy target around Major League Baseball after their betting scandal. Nobody likes them. It's easy to root against them. Last year's World Series championship, I think, it douses a little bit of the fire that was raging after 2017's win, that they cheated, that they didn't deserve it, that they could only win that way because last year, obviously, they validated themselves as an organization by winning it, we assume, cleanly. But still, this year, when the Astros started off slowly and the Rangers had loaded for bear and the Rangers had led the American League in wins and led the division as well, I think a lot of people enjoyed watching the Astros kind of slide their way through the first half of the season. And now you look up, the Astros have not only added Justin Verlander, who won a Cy Young Award with them and championships with them. Now you have another member of the staff who's not even their ace pitching a no-hitter last night, Framber Valdez. But they're also only a half game back of the Texas Rangers in the AL West, and they're getting right at the right time. The Astros are going to be a problem again. And the Astros, the cheating scandal will always hover over that organization and some of the players that were involved in it, no doubt. But I think they're going to be impossible to shake. And these types of seasons where they don't look great and yet they find themselves in the race and now they've added a major arm and now they're going to be just as difficult as anybody in the American League to defeat shows that they're still a really healthy organization and a really well-run organization. From the standpoint of the sellers, the team in Queens that sold Justin Verlander, I don't blame them at all. They have a lot of money and not a lot of prospects. And so that's the trade-off that they're doing right now. But for the Astros, in an American League where the Orioles have the best record of the American League, but they're really young and really raw, a Rays team that has leveled off somewhat after their red-hot start, an American League Central where nobody's that good. The Twins are right around 500 leading the division. A Rangers team that is finally getting its first taste of the postseason and a pennant stretch in a long time. The Astros lurk. The Astros, they live again!
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
CBS presents this program in color.
An educated person can't think he's going to get a recruit by strippers coming in.
They can fire you, but they can't eat you.
And they run through our ass like through a tin horn, man, and we could not stop them.
The audio you need to hear. It's DA Soundcheck.
All right. You can always listen to us at hundreds of affiliates nationwide, as well as SiriusXM Channel 158, and stream us using the free apps, the Odyssey app or the CBS Sports app. Soundcheck begins with Bill Belichick, asked whether Mac Jones and Bailey Zappe are in a quarterback competition.
Everybody's out here competing. It's all 90 guys. Yeah, that's what we're all here for. Just go out and compete.
So Mac Jones isn't necessarily your...
Everybody's out here competing. Like, everybody's out here competing. That's what everybody's doing.
We asked Mac the other day how his relationship, is it good with you? And he said, I think so. I'm just curious, what's your characterization of your relationship?
My relationship's good with every player.
We're in mid-season form. August 2nd. We're in mid-season form. Might as well be December 2nd. I love this. Imagine showing up to camp late July. Optimism reigns supreme. It's hot out. All the fans are in t-shirts and shorts. Yee, I love Mac Jones. Oh, yee. Yee, I love the Patriots. Go up, ask Bill a question. He just snorts, grunts, stares daggers at you, and you're like, oh, right. This beat sucks.
D.A., you did a lot of time in Boston. Did anybody ever try to break through him? Anybody ever try to?
Yeah, there's good reporters up there that know the bit, and so they go into it trying to soften him up and hoping that maybe you get a break a little bit. But he's usually okay in the preseason. It's just when the real games start, when he gets really, really nasty.
Ornery.
Yeah. In this case, you can tell that he knows there's pressure on the team, and you're not going to get a crack out of him from now right through the end of the season. So it's going to be a marathon for everybody on that beat. this is a war of attrition starting in August.
It's August 2nd. I mean, he can't say that Mac Jones is a starting. Is Bailey Zappe really going to win the starting QB job in training camp?
No, nope.
With every player.
But he can't say it. Can't say
everybody's
it.
Everybody's on here competing. Everybody's got a job now.
Jordan Love had Peyton Manning show up at Packers training camp. Here is Jordan Love.
It was awesome seeing Peyton. That was the first thing I saw when I walked into the indoor for practice. It was him standing there. So it was awesome. Yeah, we talked for a good amount of time before practice. And then obviously he talked to the whole team. We were able to ask him some questions, things like that, just pick his brain. But it was awesome having him here. He had a lot of really good gems just in terms of taking notes, how you watch film. You know, when you're at home by yourself, are you writing down questions, things that you can, you know, come back, ask your coaches later. How are you asking to be coached? Like, are you a guy that, you know, wants to be coached really hard? Are you a guy that kind of just wants to be able to do your own thing? And it all matters. He said that when he was a player, that was his biggest thing, was he wanted to be coached really hard. He always wanted to be told what he was doing wrong and things like that.
Here's my big takeaway. Peyton Manning can't come in to talk to the team when Aaron Rodgers is their quarterback. Only when Rodgers is gone, are you allowed to bring in another Hall of Fame quarterback and say, yeah, why don't you talk to the guys? Because if Rodgers were there, everyone's like, no. Yeah, but Peyton wants to show it. No, can't do that. But Peyton would have some good stuff to say. No, we don't. Do not let Aaron Rodgers even know you talked about this. He's the king around here. Remember that. Last night, Royals and Mets. This call is courtesy of Bally Sports Kansas City as they are tied in the bottom of the 10th. There's a runner on third, and the Mets' Josh Walker doesn't even need to throw a pitch to lose this one.
And he's thrown one wild pitch. And was that with the pitch clock getting down toward one? The umpires are going to have a chat about this. Matt Quatrero is already out. And they're going to call a balk.
Yes!
The Mets tried to claim that it was a pitch clock issue or a pitch comm issue.
Oh, no! We suck again!
Still suck.
3-3 going into extra innings. The Mets put up two in the top of the 10th to take a 6-4 lead, and then they completely melt down bottom 10, and they lose on a walk-off balk, which is a rarity, walk-off balk.
I think there's a throwing error in there as well to fuel said rally.
Yeah, Come on, man.
Pete Alonso got smashed in the face by a pop-up.
Because he slid into it face first.
Yeah,
doofus.
Yeah, the broadcast team calling guys by the wrong name because Gary Cohn wasn't there. I know we got the embargo, but
we
got
to move past that one.
Not a great night for anybody that plays for the team in Queens. But I will just say this. There's a lot that's being made of, oh, my God, Steve Cohn's paying so much money for players not to be part of the team. They're trading away these veterans. Mark Canna was traded. Verlander, they traded away Max Scherzer. Am I forgetting one?
Tommy Pham, David Robertson, Dominic Leone, Pete. Anybody that could go Leone. Went. Yeah.
Wait, Bilotti got traded?
He did.
For Carlos with a K?
Yeah, that's why he's not here. Bilotti got traded to AEW.
Yeah, he has 2 days to report.
He's going to run the soundboard for Taz.
So people are like, oh, my goodness. They're paying so much money for these players not to play for them. But I actually find this to be the smartest move the team in Queens could have done. Their competitive advantage is money, is finances. What they don't have is young players in a farm system. What you can't do is buy draft picks in Major League Baseball. You have to trade for prospects. You can't just buy draft picks like the NBA, where a wealthy team tells a less wealthy team, hey, we want your first. We want 2 seconds. Okay, so we have minor player transactions, but we want the picks in there. Baseball, you can't do that.
You also can't tank for Victor Wembanyama because the number one pick in the baseball draft isn't going to help you for 2 or 3 years. So there's not the quick rebuild you can get in the NFL drafting a quarterback, in the NBA drafting a star. And in New York with Cohen, they're not going to do a full teardown. So this is the way to do it on the fly.
Exactly. So the best thing that the team in Queens did was they identified the season's over. We're not going to hold out false delusional hope that the last 2 months change anything. Let's sell. And it's a white flag on the season, and it might be a white flag on next year, but that's the move. And it's like, oh my goodness, they paid $50 million of Verlander's contract from not to play for the team. Who cares? If you make, you know, a boatload of cash and you go into a candy store and they're like, wow, I can't believe you bought $50 worth of gummy worms. It doesn't matter. It's only 50 bucks to you. It doesn't matter that it's only gummy worms. For the Mets and Steve Cohen, cutting checks to bring back prospects is the only way they can get to where they want to get to faster, unless you just suck for 5 years and then use those draft picks on your own prospects. So this is the smartest way for them to do so. It means the season's over, but the season was over anyway. So look, you cut checks to whoever wants the money so that you get better prospects in return, and they've been able to get Ronald Acuna Jr.'s younger brother, who's right, a talented guy, and they got two of the best players of the Astros farm system, even though they're young, for the Verlander trade.
And for those of you not following things, the two guys, Acuna Jr.'s brother and the lead guy, Drew Gilbert from the Astros, immediately become the Mets' top two prospects. That's how limited their farm system was. And it was already money they were going to spend on Verlander. I know he's not going to pitch for them, but now they've got some money off the books. They've got fresh blood in there. And the Verlander trade's not the Scherzer trade. The Scherzer trade, he's done. I've been startled by how many people apparently didn't watch him pitch. I know you can look at some numbers and go, okay, he's been okay. He has not pitched well in a big spot for the Mets in his tenure as a Met. And let's not forget, before that, he couldn't finish the season. He asked out of his last start the year before. He's done. The fact that they turned him into anything is a coup for the Mets. So,
because it was only a rental, too.
Right.
Last 2 months of the season, then he's up.
Yeah. Well, and then he opted into next year,
okay,
for the Rangers, which is why the Mets are giving more money to Texas. But that's money they were going to have to give to him anyway, because he was going to opt in and stay here probably to begin with.
Until he pitches 7 shutout in the ALCS.
You know what? If he does that, then shame on whoever's in charge upstairs. But he's been basically useless.
He had some good games. But eight innings of one run against the Dodgers. He went 7 shutout against the Dodgers, 8 innings, 1 run against the Astros.
The Dodger start was the only one of maybe a couple where you could go, okay, that one mattered. All his other good starts were against crap teams.
But it doesn't matter if he pitches well for the Rangers in the ALCS, because the team in Queens was not making the NLCS.
Well, so it matters to me that I think he's cooked. So the fact that they got rid, like, trading him was about getting out of a bad situation. He was not going to help them. And I don't think he's going to help the Rangers. He might beat up the Royals or the A's, but I was at Fenway when he gave 4 home runs to Boston. I was at the playoff game last year when he gave 4 home runs to the Padres. He sucks in big spots now. He's not Max Scherzer anymore. He's going to get raked by somebody when it matters.
The problem I have with what you guys are saying is that you guys seem to be fine, and a lot of teams and Queens fans are fine with them punting on next year as well when you have all that money. How is it not? Okay. How do you not gear up for it again next year with the quote-unquote talent you have in the lineup?
Because I think we have to see what they're not going to sit this winter out. So, and I know what they told Scherzer, and I'm not saying that they lied to Scherzer, but they're not punting completely on next year, because next year they still have Alonso, they still have Lindor, they still have Alvarez, they still have Nimmo, they still have McNeil, they still have Senga, hopefully a full year of Quintana. They're good. Edwin Diaz comes back. they're just not going to go, they're not going to give $86 million to two 40-year-old starting pitchers. I think we need to take whatever Scherzer is relaying from Billy Epler to the Athletic with a grain of salt. They're not punting all completely on next year. They're just going to be smart because they think their future now is coming from within the organization, not outside of it.
Well, the point is that that's all right. Steve Cohen wants to build a Dodgers model. Whether you can do so or not remains to be seen. But the Dodgers model is every year they don't go out and spend the most money.
Right. They didn't this year.
They have constant influx of great young prospects that they just keep plugging in that becomes the core to extend. How many years have they won the NL West?
It's 12? It's a decade.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
So the idea is the team in Queens needs to have a farm system first and foremost that keeps pumping that young talent into the team every year so that they have an extended window. The problem is Steve Cohen can't buy a farm system. The only way you can do it is if you actually acquire prospects, good prospects, let them come through, or you suck for 10 years. He's not ready to suck for 10 years. So this is the best. This is the best game plan, and I would advise any really wealthy owner to do this. Don't think about what the players you trade away will do for another team. You have to think about what you're getting in return, and your competitive advantage is the money. If you can't buy draft picks to make your own picks, you can only spend money in this case. Let other people give you the prospects you want, or good prospects, and you pay for the players that you trade away. That's the competitive advantage teams in New York, LA, Chicago, Boston, etc. have. In this case, maybe Texas is in that realm. I mean,
yeah.
Teams that have a lot of money, this is the way to do it. So it's easy to kill the team in Queens. They've been a disgrace all season long. But the game plan moving forward of doing this is the right game plan. They just have to see if they got the right players in return.
Yeah, and it's still embarrassing to admit defeat, to give up. It's coming off a 100-win season, thinking they were going to be better with Verlander and Scherzer.
The highest payroll ever for a single-season team. So this is egg on their face, no doubt.
100%. All the punchlines are legitimate, but this is better than thinking that there wasn't a problem and just continuing to go down the same path.
That's right. And again, if your competitive advantage is spending money, you trade away players now, you cut checks to get prospects, and then you spend more money in the offseason for short-term stuff, and then you keep maybe selling those for prospects. You know, whoever the next big ticket free agent is, you sign to a 2 or 3 year deal and say, fine, we're cutting the check. And then next year, if we suck again, we trade him for another series of prospects.
Meanwhile, me and Carlos with a K, the Cubbies fans back here, went from sellers to buyers.
How about that? 20
spot on the Reds last night.
20 runs.
The Cubbies have suddenly got life, and now you guys got juice for a pennant stretch.
Go, Cubs, go.
Let's save it for the update.
Go, Cubs,
tease,
go.
Tease, hint, hint.
By the way, Chicago, what do you say? The Cubs are going to win today.
Look at my shirt, by the way. I forgot. I'm wearing my Wrigley shirt.
There you go.
Completely by accident.
Bogues is all in.
I'm in.
Look at this.
Sign me up.
Finally, Kevin Wall loves Bon Jovi. We know this. He loves Bon Jovi so much, he considers Bon Jovi Christmas music. And is
it's
this
Christmas music, funeral music, it's all encompassing.
Is this audio from
his
the radio?
Twitter.
Oh, this is from his social media account?
He posted a video of him doing karaoke. Don't know where the bar is, don't know what city it's in. There is all of about 7 people in there.
Did we ask for permission to play this?
We did not.
Good.
Kevin Wall is a diaper D-alien, has been a part-time fill-in guy for us on the board and producing for a number of years now.
And much like Justin Verlander, worked here, thought there were greener pastures elsewhere, left for a little bit, and in less than a year was traded back to us.
That's right. So here is one and only Kevin Wall on his social media account. It's a very Bon Jovi Christmas.
The video is incredible because he is walking around to the like there's like an 85-year-old man with his daughter, I think, next to him. There's another elderly guy. He's walking up to them. And he's doing the, you know, he's going the, it's all right, and then giving them the mic to say it, and they're all, like, late, and it's not in tune. The chorus hits where it's just the, it's all right, and Kevin tries to sing the, who says you can't, and then quickly realizes he got it wrong. And then the guy at the end, I'm pretty sure he says, they've been here every day, and then it cuts off.
This is like a huge Buffalo Wild Wings or something. High ceilings, huge space, and there is literally seven empty tables. And the one table that somebody's at, there's two older women. Then there's an old guy at the bar that he high-fives. So he is one of, like you said, five people in the bar, and he's absolutely crushing Bon Jovi karaoke.
I also need a ruling on song choice here, because if you're a Bon Jovi diehard like he is, and you're doing karaoke, I'm not sure you can do this song, which is relatively new. Like, you need to go deep track and show off your knowledge of the whole Bon Jovi catalog.
Well, he's
here.
Been there all week. So
again, he's already deep on his set list. Yeah. It's like if you're an Aerosmith fan, you
he's
pick
going
Jaded.
Down the playlist.
You can't do the Armageddon song if you're an Aerosmith fan. You got to do Dream On or something from the actual heyday of Aerosmith.
Okay, so if Kevin Wall's been at this Buffalo Wild Wings for 7 days now doing karaoke, he leads with Living on a Prayer, right? That's night one. Is night two You Give Love a Bad Name, or It's My Life, It's Now or Never?
That's a good one.
See, I'd argue.
What's night two?
Well, I'm a big Wanted Dead or Alive guy.
Okay.
So that's early for me.
Okay.
Did you say You Give Love a Bad Name? We got that one.
I think Love a Bad Name is my night two. Then I think Wanted Dead or Alive is my night three, because those are all slippery when wet.
Yeah. You got a girl there. Do you throw Bed of Roses in at some point?
You could throw Bed of Roses in.
If she's under 70.
But again, where does It's My Life come in? It's my life and it's now or never. And then you finally get to Zara. Zara. Zara.
I think he wanted to drum up the whatever crowd was there and be able to give the mic to them and let them go nuts on the, it's all right. It's all right.
He's a showman. He was wanted to put on a performance, not just sing.
That's right.
You're right. He is playing to the crowd there.
He maneuvered his way throughout all those tables. Says his capture was something like, if I could be, my time to be a rock star or something like that.
Right. Well, we didn't mention Bad Medicine. That's a good one.
Oh, yeah, good one. All right, that's your sound check. Mr. Andrew Bogus is a kind sir. He has headlines.
And they're sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Save when you bundle motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. Visit progressive.com. Apparently, there are 2.5 Cubs fans on the show this morning, and we're all having a good day so far.
And the pitch to Swanson, drilled in the air to right field and deep. Back goes Fairchild near the wall. That ball is gone. 3-run homer, Dansby Swanson. Cubs lead 5-0.
Pat Hughes on Cubs Radio. Chicago led 5-0 before making its first out of the game. They scored 13 times over their first four ABs. Dansby Swanson went deep a second time. This team clubbed 7 long balls total in a 29 rout of the Reds. The Cubbies have won 9 of 11. They are 4 games behind Cincy in the NL Central, 3.5 back of the Brewers for the last wild card spot. Milwaukee snapping a 4-game skid with a 6-4 win in Washington. In Houston, Framber Valdez tossed the 16th no-hitter in Astros history, but the first by a lefty. He faced the minimum in the 2-0 win over the Guardians, his lone walk, a race, and a double play. And again, all of that happened after Justin Verlander came back to town. Houston also getting at least $35 million from the Mets to pay part of JV's remaining salary while sending 2 outfield prospects to New York. Rams receiver Cooper Kupp did not finish practice yesterday thanks to a hamstring pull. There is no timetable for his return yet. And the Las Vegas Aces are the first WNBA team this season to clinch a playoff spot. 8 consecutive wins, 24-2 overall after a 93-72 decision over the Dream. DA, back to you.
Thank you, Bogues. When we come back here on the show, we have a champ and a chump, and we've got your phone calls as well at 855-212-4CBS. DA, CBS Sports Radio.
Only one letter separates them, but they're galaxies apart. One is a true winner. One is a pathetic loser. This is DA's champ or chump.
All right. My champ on the morning is Panthers quarterback and number one overall pick, Bryce Young. Because when he was at Alabama, before he got that big NIL money, he admitted as a freshman, he was running DoorDash. And he talked about not being recognized because he wore a hoodie. And he just kind of like kept to himself and was low key. He was also a freshman, so he wasn't as recognizable as his later years to Alabama. But could you imagine being the Crimson Tide quarterback, being a big time recruit, obviously, and running DoorDash? And he said, look, I was just looking for some extra money. And I think that's the type of thing that makes Bryce Young who he is and such an endearing guy. And I think a guy that's going to be very successful. He's never said no to work. He's never said no to just grinding. And without an ego, how many quarterbacks at Alabama, Ohio State, pick your massive program, would do DoorDash for extra money? I mean, it's pretty cool. So I like Bryce Young a lot. I thought this story was kind of foundational to why I like him. And I think he's going to be very, very good at the NFL despite being undersized. He's my champ.
That's DA's champ.
Don't be afraid to work. Kids, don't be afraid to work. That's the point. My chump, the U.S. Women's National Team, who just nearly got skunked in the group stage and was really lucky to get out of the group stage by a scoreless draw and a ball that hit the post in extra time two nights ago. We talked about this yesterday. I mean, that's a really embarrassing way. We'll talk about the U.S. Women's National Team at the top of the hour, but they have to be the chumps because the way they played listlessly in the group stage, all three of their matches, was really, really disappointing. They are the chumps.
That's DA's chump. Class is now dismissed.
Jeff is next up. He's in Pittsburgh on the phones here on CBS Sports Radio. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, gentlemen. How are we this morning?
Doing well. How you doing?
Not bad, DA. After careful consideration with friends and family, I, Jeff, from Pittsburgh, I will be withdrawing my application for the EP position.
Oh, wow.
That being said, I am now endorsing the Electric Irishman, Tom Doyle, a.k.a. Pat Boyle.
Oh, he's got your official
Pittsburgh
support.
Is rocking with Pat Boyle, DA.
Wow. For what reason?
He's an enthusiastic young lad, unlike myself. He's not bad for the camera.
Dog!
And I tell you, though, Carlos with a K came in second.
Okay.
He's got to go stay in the minors for a little bit longer, but I think we bring him up somewhere down the road.
Okay.
But my main reason, DA, real quick,
dog!
Withdrawing my application is I've seen what the New Yorkers are doing to Mraz.
Yeah.
They are absolutely crucifying this man.
Yeah.
And I can't, I mean, once they saw me, it would be a field day.
We need some of that Pittsburgh brawn up here. We need him. We need you over here to defend his honor.
I'll stick to my mid-level marketing phone calls.
Thank you, Jeff. I like the support, the official endorsement coming from Jeff in Pittsburgh to Boyle because he's not bad looking on the camera. Just like Gordon Vancouver. A lot of male fans for Pat Boyle out there in his good looks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you.
I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.